Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to take a look at air travel today with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Rick comes by every month, really, to answer your travel questions, especially air travel. And if you have some questions, I hope you'll join in our conversation. You can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. And you can also post your questions and comments on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. And while you're there, make sure you like us so you get updates on upcoming shows. And Rick Cini, welcome back. Great to have you with us again.
Hey, Larry. Thanks. It's great to be back on again.
I saw the YouTube video of a woman being dragged off a Delta flight. I don't know if you saw that flight, and I thought, boy, this is the time of the year. Tensions get a little high.
Yeah. Well, you have sort of this, and this is happening much more than it should. And a lot of it has to do with the absolutely cram-packed aircraft that are out there. And this is a huge sea change for airlines in the last 7 or 8 years. If you would have gone back in 2007 and 2008, we had the fuel crisis. About a third of all aircraft were empty. And pretty much now, unless you're flying really late at night or on the first flight out of the morning, there's basically no empty middle seat. So a lot of these cases, there's issues on planes, and there is zero tolerance in the air right now. As soon as something happens, pilots are diverting immediately at that point to the closest airport and getting those folks off the aircraft.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad that those kinds of things happen. You know, one of the things that news items that I was interested in related to cell phone use during flights.
Yeah, this has been a little bit of an interesting debate. We had an initial debate a couple, 2 or 3 years ago about whether or not you should have phones in flight at all. What's happened recently in the last couple of days, FCC, along in cooperation with the Department of Transportation, have basically said the airlines, it's in their discretion to go ahead and allow phone calls on aircraft. Now, this isn't true cellular phone calls. You still have to have your phone in airplane mode. This would be Wi-Fi calling and opening up some of that. There's every survey I've seen, and I've seen, I don't know, half a dozen or so, it's about 70% to 80% of people that do not want to have phone calls on the plane. I don't know if you remember, I remember when they used to have airphones in the back of every row of seats.
Yeah.
This has been, you know, over the last 20 years or so. And nobody ever used those phones because it was like $500 a minute to actually use those phones. So we'll have to see what the business model looks like. But there is an Urban Dictionary term you can look up. It's called yellular, which is essentially listening to somebody's conversation in row 10 while you're in row 23. And I think that's what most people are worried about.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's, you know, and it's also, I don't know, safety issue. I think that's why they were kind of banned to begin with, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they didn't want people making phone calls on the cellular network. That kind of interference sometimes can have issues with the electronics. They opened up that, allowing you to have your phone in airplane mode actually on, and you can make phone calls when you land at the tarmac, for example. So they've been relaxing that over time. So, again, this is all about the airlines making the decision. I don't think they're going to do this in mass. They may test this on some flights here and there to see if it actually gets pickup. But to be honest, airlines have been sort of creating these big lists of things they're going to charge for. I think this is just going to be another one of those things you can do on a plane.
Yeah. And speaking of new things, or bringing back an old thing to a new things, Delta is considering serving meals on its domestic flights. Why the switch back to this, do you think?
The airlines are on a bit of charm offensive lately. That's what happens when you have billions of dollars in profits the last couple of years. We saw it first with the snacks. We saw upgrades to Biscoff cookies and Stroop waffles on certain airlines. And the last meal in coach was about, I think, 5-6 years ago on Continental Airlines, where they actually had meals in coach. And by the way, if you find Continental out there flying, they probably... who found an oddball airplane because they merged in with United a long time ago. So this is coming back. They're testing it on some flights coast to coast. And this is what happens when you have four airlines controlling a little over 80% of traffic in the U.S. They with some money in their pocket, you get new aircraft. You get some nice leather seats. You have different leg room. And now they're trying to court your loyalty and hopefully get you to fly more if they can offer some meals on planes, especially on long-haul coast-to-coast flights that are 4.5 to 5 hours in length in the U.S.
I remember having a lobster dinner on Midwest Air.
Yeah, there's a great story. One of the Don Meredith, who used to do Monday Night Football back when I was growing up, said his first meal on an aircraft was shrimp, and he was always wondering why it was so crunchy because he threw away the other parts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds like Don Meredith, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, I'm always very aware that you should eat the soft parts when they serve those shrimp.
Well, let's go to Peter, who's in Sanibel, Florida. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Hi, Larry, and hi, Rick.
Hey, great.
Thank you for taking my call. I will be traveling sometime in March from Chicago to Manchester in England. And I was wondering if I should start looking for a ticket now before Christmas or maybe sometimes after, or maybe wait until a new year. What would be the best time to
Yeah, so you need to be shopping right now. And this is something I really would like the listeners to. This is, I have never seen prices to Europe this low in the last decade.
Yeah.
So you are right in the sweet spot.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking at prices right now on some airlines in March to Manchester under $700 round trip during certain parts of the month. And this is not unusual for many cities right now. Those same tickets last year were above 1,000 during that time frame.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 30% savings. So I'd be out there shopping. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to actually go to Europe. And then the dollar is so strong. Once you get there, your hotels, activities, you know, restaurants and food are all really inexpensive. And it's the first time, too, that I've actually – and I listened to all the different executives in their investor calls – that they have actually said that they don't really know what to do. It's really soft going to Europe. They see it being soft for the next 2 or 3 months. Now, the one thing I will caution, the reason I want people to shop now is that oil prices have gone up a little bit in the last couple of weeks. We don't know what's going to happen with that, so I'd go ahead and lock in right now.
Perfect. So you wouldn't wait until like Christmas.
Yeah. So the likelihood of your price going down below where it is right now is very low, and the likelihood of it going up in the next month is probably way higher.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling, Peter. Appreciate the call. Jim in Cambridge, your turn. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, me too. I am going to Tuscany sometime after June 1st. Otherwise, I'm pretty open. Just like to know when I should start looking, what airlines to look at, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I went to Tuscany this year. So you have somebody that actually just did it this year and paid way too much? Because you're going to get the same deal that the previous caller got. Because Rome is also, in that time frame, is about 20% below where it was last year. In your case, shopping for June, you have a little bit more time window. He was shopping in March, so you should start shopping. I would go. There's ticket prices right now in June into Rome, depending on what city you're flying out of, in that $750 to $800 range.
Boy.
It's a great price.
Oh.
I would go ahead and lock those in. I'm a little bit concerned of what might happen with oil early next year. That's why I'm and I just don't see those ticket prices dropping that much. You have competition for airlines like Norwegian Air that's causing some of those prices to drop. You also have Iceland Air and a variety of other ones also dropping their prices. There's WOW Air out of the coast too, actually doing it. So there's some competition. This is what happens when you have competition, and you sort of overlay that with jitters, people traveling into Europe because of what's happened the last couple of years with terrorism, and this is what you get.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no advantage to, like, waiting into the fall or whatever?
You might be able to save 2 or 3%, but on the flip side, if you wait another 2 months or 3 months or so, it could go up another 10% or so. That's why I would say that I would lock in right away, because you're talking about almost decade lows for that time of year.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I would note, too, the days you pick are important, too. If you pick Monday through Thursday on your outbound and your return, it's about $40 to $50 cheaper round trip on those particular days. You have to stay a Saturday night, so don't buy a ticket that goes Sunday and comes back Saturday. That's not a Saturday night. All the tickets actually have a Saturday night side. Most people do stay more than 7 days, but I've seen people say, I'm just going to go to Europe for a week. I'm going to go Sunday to Saturday, and they don't stay a Saturday night, and it costs them an additional 30%.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Jim, for calling. Appreciate your call. And maybe talk about, before we go back to the phones, Rick, talk a little bit about how you, what kinds of services you provide through Fare Compare.
Sure. I mean, Fare Compare is an airline ticket comparison website. We don't actually sell tickets on the site. We're just helping you find better deals. If you sign up, the key product there is an alert product. If all you have to do is do a search and then sign up for alerts, we'll send you an email whenever those prices drop. And, you know, I've been doing this over a decade now. We just had our 10th year anniversary. It's been a fun ride. And I learn something every day from people and also about airfare. And you can also catch me if you'd like to on USA Today and ABC News every week, and also on Fox News. I have a column once every 2 weeks as well.
Catherine in Random Lake has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Next November, I am planning to go with my youngest daughter and her husband to visit my daughter living in Zambia. And I want to go to the Seychelles Islands in this trip. I figure as long as I'm in the neighborhood. I've always wanted to see the Seychelles Islands.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, my youngest daughter has done a little bit of research, and she said it costs as much to fly from the U.S. to the Seychelles Islands as it does to fly from the Seychelles Islands to Zambia. And I was wondering if a couple of things, like, when to start looking for the tickets, but also, is there a less expensive way to go? Is it better to go, say, to the Seychelles and then buy the ticket to Zambia, or to go to Zambia first and then buy a ticket to the Seychelles?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a couple different things. I'm not recommending it, but you can buy tickets up to 11 months in advance. So you could, in theory, start shopping right now for November next year. I would not recommend that. It's a little bit early in the cycle. The airlines haven't really filed any of the cheap stuff, nor do they have inventory in that particular area. So I'd be waiting to about sort of the April time frame to look for that ticket, first of all. It's a perfect time of year to go in general. November is one of it's officially in the what's called the winter season for that type of travel, so it's going to be the cheapest of the price points. And a lot of people, in a trip like that, it requires a little bit of sort of insider knowledge. An agent might be able to help you out as well, but essentially, you have lots of options to get into the general vicinity. You have some large airlines like Emirates, Qatar, British Airways that fly in that general area where you would fly, and then take some smaller airlines into Zambia, for example. And you would want to buy your ticket sort of separately, because buying a ticket from here to the Seychelles is extremely expensive, and you're better off sort of buying separate tickets, one for your first half of your trip, right, and one sort of for your, what I would call your side trip to the Seychelles.
Okay. And then, so you think it'd be better to go to Zambia first and then to the Seychelles and then
You can
home.
Switch it back. It's just that what you're going to do is you're going to hub out of a particular area. So depending on where you're going to sort of have your home base for your long haul flight. So that might be one of those large cities within, you know, a 4 or 5 hour radius of where you're going. And then you might go to, you know, Zambia first and then go to Seychelles or vice versa. But you actually, the ticket that's the most important is that long haul ticket that you'll be buying. In there, and then you're going to buy separate tickets for the other. The other thing I might mention, too, in your particular case, is you might want to check out Round the World tickets, which will let you hopscotch around. Okay, so if you're on Google, if you type in RTW, that's sort of the insider term for Round the World tickets. And typically those are done by the airlines and their alliance programs, Star Alliance, Sky Team, One World for American and British Airways. And that allows you sort of hop all the way around the globe, because essentially you're going to be going halfway around the globe anyway.
Yeah. And that, would I be leaving from New York or would I be leaving from San Francisco? I mean, the East Coast or the West Coast? I'd never thought about that.
So typically the flights would be a bit cheaper out of the Northeast and the New York area, but Chicago's a great jump-off point. And it depends, because in your case, depending on which way you want to do, if you do around-the-world flight, you might actually want to go the opposite direction out of San Francisco or L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, give it some thought, Catherine. Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, the planning part's going to be fun, too. Trust me on that.
Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau, our producer here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 2 o'clock today, Kathleen Dunn and her guests talk about the rise in health insurance premiums. That's at 2. Right now, taking a look at air travel with Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. Always great to have him come by. And questions, call 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. And let's turn to Dave in Madison next. Dave, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am planning on taking the kids to Orlando for spring break. This would be the first full week in April of 2017. And wondering, is now the time to be shopping and purchasing? Should I wait? And airlines, you know, all the questions that everybody has about this type of thing.
Yeah, so a couple different things I will note. The airlines are very, very clever. They know exactly when your spring break is in your school district. And they typically do remove some of the cheaper prices out of their system for departures on Saturday and Sunday, especially leaving and coming back the following Sunday. They know those are the busiest days. Now, what city are you flying out of?
Well, Madison, preferably.
Okay, out of Madison. So if you're flying out of Madison, you'll be connecting to one of the hub cities, either going through probably Chicago or Minneapolis. I know that Frontier...
I think they do have some direct flights now.
Do they do have some? Let me check that out. Right? Let me look real quick.
Yeah, there is a direct flight to Orlando. I don't recall the airline, but you're absolutely right. Most of them are going through Minneapolis, Detroit, Chicago.
Yeah, so it must be seasonal because of what I'm looking at. It's in early March. I don't see any on our board right now at the moment. But let's assume for the sake of argument it depends on, do you want to stay 7 days or is 5 or 6 days something you're looking at?
Yeah, right now we're looking at probably a Friday to Saturday or a Saturday to Saturday.
Yeah, so and Saturday to Saturday is going to be your better bet than Sunday to Sunday, for example. Saturday's a little bit cheaper. Right now, sort of a price point in that time frame, and you need to start poking around right now. It's about 3 months before departure. And during that week, if you're diligent here right now, you can buy that ticket sort of in the sort of high 200s, low 300s range, depending on what day you leave. But on Fridays, that jumps up to about $100 extra. So the days you pick are very important when you're searching around. I see, you know, Delta and a lot of them, just the cheaper tickets also have really bad connections, right? Some of them are going through New York. Some of them are going through a couple other different places like LaGuardia. Some are going through Detroit on the cheaper side. So you need to start shopping over the next 3 weeks or so and buy your ticket no later than mid-January.
You might consider Milwaukee, where you can get a direct flight probably quite a bit cheaper.
Yeah. If you're on Milwaukee, I'm pretty sure Frontier flies that route nonstop now. Yep. So, and they typically undercut the other airlines as an ultra low cost airlines by about 20-30%. Just be aware to pack light with your kids because
gotcha.
they have carry on fees and a bunch of other fees just like Spirit Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and I guess if you're paying a full ticket for the children, they would get the carry-on as well.
So. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, right. Again, if you want that, and so I know they have a couple nonstops on the cheaper side there out of Milwaukee into Orlando as well. I'm actually heading out there with my daughter. She's going to be in the MLK parade in January. So I've been shopping for Orlando the last couple months myself.
Okay, very good. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. I think the Milwaukee price would be quite a bit cheaper than the Madison price.
Yeah, no, I was looking. The Madison price typically is about 25% higher than the Milwaukee price.
Yeah. Glenn in Appleton, it's your turn. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning. My daughter decided to have a wedding, a destination wedding in Jamaica. And so we're going to be going in the end of April, first part of May. And so I was just wondering when's the, again, like the typical questions, the right time, maybe the right airline or whatever to be hooking up with, or, you know. So,
yeah, sure. And I actually was just off of Montego Bay about a month and a half ago. So I'm up on sort of all the stuff that's related to Jamaica. And you want to start shopping in that particular case about 3.5 months beforehand. Now, it sounds like this is going to be at least a week trip. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so you'll be there at least a week. I would start shopping in there. What tends to happen into places like Jamaica is you have airlines that have what they call sporadic flights in there, where you have maybe flights only on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays, for example.
Okay.
And so when you're shopping, be sure to look and switch your days. That, you know, we have a calendar function on our website that you can check out and make sure that you, when the prices you're seeing, sometimes you'll get some really weird connections and you'll end up, you know, connecting two times and ending up in Miami and finally in Jamaica.
Okay.
So, for example, Chicago doesn't necessarily have a flight every day that time of year. Places like Minneapolis don't have a flight every day on every airline. So be sure and look at a range of days, and that's how you're going to save yourself a little bit of money. But historically, that ticket price during that time frame would be somewhere between $570 and $680 round trip.
Okay. All right. So I've been seeing right around $515, $520, so that's probably pretty good.
That's a lower end, yeah. And a lot of this has to do with Southwest now is flying into the Caribbean out of its hub in Houston, so they've added some competition in there. Spirit Airlines has been very aggressive flying in the Caribbean, so we have seen some of the Caribbean prices go down. And if you have that price and you're getting quoted that price right now, I would definitely lock in.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. And let's see, Julie emailed to say she's taking a trip to Ireland in mid-August for about 10 days.
Awesome.
Yeah, she'd like to visit her brother in Spain near the end of her trip. What about suggestions for going from Dublin to Madrid and then back to Chicago? And when should she be looking?
Sure, yeah. Now, what I would do in her case is I would actually, and the cheapest country to fly into Europe right now of all of them is Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
especially out of Chicago. You have Aer Lingus as an option out of Chicago. And it's been really inexpensive. You have a couple other airlines that are driving that price down low. And then I would use that sort of as my base of coming back and forth. And then you could fly an airline like Ryanair if you wanted to into Spain if you wanted to go to Madrid or Barcelona, for example. They have relatively inexpensive flights, and just use that sort of as a side trip.
And John emailed to say he wants to go from Chicago to Honolulu on March 15th and return on March 26th. What are his options and what are the costs?
Yeah, so March is that flight out of the Chicago area typically is around $800 to $920, depending on the day. Your cheaper days are sort of Monday through the midweek. The weekends are a little bit more expensive. There's just not a lot of capacity flying into Honolulu, so the price hasn't come back dramatically. One of the things you could do is check into actually splitting your trip up, going to the West Coast for a day, and then the tickets into Honolulu from the West Coast sometimes can be sub $400.
Yeah.
And that's another option to check that out. That's the way I actually do. We always stay at least one day on the West Coast because it's cheaper to fly into Hawaii.
Let's go to David next in Green Bay. David, hello. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. We'd like to try a family trip, a family of four, to Thailand, departing June 15th or 16th, somewhere in there, and flying back on the 3rd of July. When should I start looking for tickets, and what can I expect for prices?
Yeah, so generally that for those kind of trips, trans-Pacific trips, you're looking at about 5 to 5.5 months before departure that you want to start shopping. So you're just a little ahead of that window, but I think that's okay right now. If you sort of look at the prices, there's a big jump in price on that route that starts around June the 7th or so. And so, what time of the month in June did you say you were going?
like the 15th or 16th, after the kids are out of school and stuff.
Yeah, and that sort of corresponds with kids getting out of school. So I'm looking at prices right now, leaving June 14th and 15th for 7-day trips in the low 900s right now. That's a really good price. If you were going, for example, the month prior in May, the ticket prices right now are $750. Long haul flights are really crazy low right now. So I would definitely look in and look at doing that on the 14th or 15th, which is a little bit cheaper. The other days are about $150 to $200 higher.
So if we left the 15th, I'm coming back July 3rd.
You should be able to get it right at $1,000 or just under.
Any particular airline?
Well, you have several options, right? So the inexpensive airlines that are doing some of the most inexpensive stuff are not U.S.-based airlines, but they do have partners here. That's China Eastern, EVA, ANA also flies that route. Asiana flies those routes as well. Korean Air also flies into Bangkok as well. So you have many options there. The partner airlines typically are going to be about 20%. So if you want to fly American, Delta, United on that route, you're going to be paying 20% to 25% more. Just remember, they are affiliated with the alliance partners. So typically, and I've every one of those airlines I mentioned, I've flown on multiple times, and I can vouch for them.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Yep. Thanks, David, for calling. Let's turn to Jennifer in Madison next. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Rick, I hope you have the magic answer to my problem.
Well, I'll try.
As a retiree, I don't really care when I travel as much as I do what the price is.
You're so much easier to help.
Not really. I have a number of places around the world that I want to go to repeatedly. I signed up for Fare Compare and a couple of other services. And finally had to pull the plug on them because I kept getting these announcements. Flight to Kathmandu, $700. London, $450. Then you go to the site, they want you to put in the days, and there is no such price that ever comes up.
Yeah,
so
you know,
how do I find out that when that price is available?
And here's what happens when those deals, because you're not the only one that signs up for those.
Yeah.
And what happens is there's a very limited number of seats in many cases on those deals. And so what happens is you land along with, you know, thousands of your friends. And depending on how quick you are to pull the trigger, in some cases that happens. Typically, when you see prices like $400 to $500 to some far-flung location, typically that's going to be an ultra-low cost airline of some sort. We have airlines like Wow Air, Norwegian flying into Europe. You have some of these Southeastern Asian carriers that have been discounting pretty much. But essentially, it's very limited inventory, so you have to be able to react fairly quickly. Now, what I will say, I monitor the inventory of these flights, and I see these deals, and we try to make sure as best we can that those flights do exist at the time we send out the emails. And so we're about 85 to 90% accurate in many cases. Now, we're getting this data from multiple sources, multiple online travel agencies, global distribution systems. So inventory matters, and it's very fleeting with airlines today. But, you know, to solve that particular problem, you have to be ready and sort of pre-negotiated to actually buy those tickets when they come up, because they do go fast.
Yeah. So you have to be quick on the trigger.
The dates on which they're available.
Yeah, typically on the emails that we send, you would sign up for a range of days, and it would actually show the days that you can actually find them and shop on them. There are also alternate dates logic on the result page to show you different dates potentially. You can also go on our site, you can go on the dashboard page, and if you click on that particular destination, it'll show you a calendar of all the dates where it has the cheapest prices.
Ah, okay, great.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate the call. It's something that everybody can use for sure. Judy in Brookfield. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm wondering about the last week in February, what kind of prices to go to Seattle on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, come back the 26th.
What city are you flying
out of? Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yes.
So right now, out of Milwaukee, did you say January, did I hear, or February?
February.
Yeah, so February time frame, you're looking at approximately just under $300 round trip right now, which isn't terrible price. It's a pretty good price. It's the right time to start shopping on that. I can tell you that it's a little bit cheaper. For example, February 7th, 8th, and 9th is around $270 round trip. And you also have one day, February the 13th and 14th, that are extremely expensive. That gets into Valentine's, and that's why you see a little bit higher price. But there's also a day in there that's the super cheapest, which is February 18th and the 21st, which is around $235 round trip.
Wow.
Oh, you mean the 21st would be that price?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it'll work. I'm calling for someone else. And so 300, like, would that be a Thursday be okay, the 23rd, and come back the 26th?
Yeah, so, well, there are going to be different prices depending on what day you come back. So, but in order to get the cheapest, you definitely want to leave on a couple of those different days. The days to avoid, essentially, are the most expensive days, typically, which is Monday, Friday, and Sunday.
Oh, Sunday's bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Or I'll flip it on its head. The better days to fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. There we go. Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much, and good luck. Appreciate the call. We turn to Kathy in La Crosse next. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, guys. I have a couple of questions. I am actually moving the family to Oregon, and we are trying to send all of our freight out using a freighting company and take a flight out anytime, probably from the beginning of February till spring break. Prices come in, because I'm just trying to figure out when would be the actually cheapest rate to go. And
flying out of Minneapolis?
I think I would have to fly out of Minneapolis unless I wanted to go all the way down to Chicago, which I kind of not want to do. So I wanted to see if going from Minneapolis to Portland would be my cheapest route, and about when. And also, does it make any sense to buy, is buying a one-way ticket a lot cheaper than just going ahead and buying a round-trip ticket? Because I used to hear that actually sometimes round-trip tickets were actually cheaper.
It depends on the route. And in this case, if you're flying from Minneapolis to Portland, there's a couple of days in February you definitely want to check into that are looking fairly inexpensive. February 1st, 8th, and the 22nd, those are Wednesdays. Frontier has a connecting flight through Denver that's in the low 200s right now. All the other legacy airlines are above 330 right now. So it depends on which days you want to go. But you can buy that ticket in the mid to high 200s, and you need to be shopping right now.
Okay, a couple really quick other questions. I am visually impaired. I'm blind, actually. I didn't know if there was any kind of discount for disability or if there's any services at the airport I could get. And I also wanted to know about flying. Do I have to get a separate ticket if I want to fly a pet with me?
Yeah, you have to actually, and some pets aren't allowed. So every airline is completely different on its pet rules, so you need to check out that. But that can be anywhere from $150 to $200 all the way to $400 each way. It's actually more expensive than flying you in many cases.
These are just cats. They're not some unusual weird pet or anything.
Yeah, no. They have. It's usually certain types of dogs of a certain size. Cats usually aren't a problem flying with them, but they still are fairly expensive depending on the airline. Some airlines don't allow pets at all. So each airline's different. Now, I will note that you can. There's all sorts of services at each airport, and the airline will help you do that as part of that. To help you out at each end of your particular flight. Since you're blind, so you do have services there. There's no discounting per se that's done specifically for that.
Oh, okay. So it's not like the Empire Builder deal. I wonder if taking a train would be cheaper.
I'm not sure. Taking a train and Amtrak, I'm not sure it would be even that much cheaper. Usually flying on long-haul things like that, especially when you're in that sort of $200 range, $250 range, is usually cheaper.
All right.
Okay, so would it be better for me to just get round-trip? And one more question. I have a 16-year-old daughter. What kind of ID do I need for her? Because I haven't flown in, like, 13 years.
Yeah, how old is she?
16.
She's she'll be 16. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be 16. So once she's, I think at age 16, at 12, it's no problem. She does need some form of an ID at age 16. So you can either have just an ID card, or if she already has her driver's license, she'll have that. If not, a birth certificate works.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. And let's go to Blake next in Sun Prairie. Hi, Blake.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate the call. What can we do for you?
I am planning to go with my wife to Odessa, Ukraine in June-ish, spring. Mm-hmm. And sounds from earlier callers like now's the time to buy.
Well, yeah, it is absolutely the time to buy. It's kind of a once in a decade of sort of a perfect storm of flying.
But I'm wondering what's the best way route to go there.
Sure.
And approximately what do you think?
So a couple of tips. First of all, you want to fly midweek if you can. Avoid the weekend. It's cheaper. Chicago into the Ukraine typically runs about $200 cheaper than flying out of Minneapolis, for example.
Okay.
Because you have LOT Polish Airlines flying out of Chicago, you also have Turkish Air flying out of Chicago as well. Lufthansa typically has got pretty good prices on that particular route. You're looking at somewhere between, and what time of year did you say you were going to go? You were say June?
Spring, yeah.
Oh, spring. So
spring, early summer, somewhere in there.
Yeah, let's see, April. Yeah, so prices are running right now in the mid-800s for those tickets, which is a really good price. Last year at the same time, they were over 1,100.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Good luck, Blake. Thank you. Appreciate the call. And Emily in Fountain City, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I've been to over 11 countries, and my best friend, who is fluent in Arabic, is now living in Doha, Qatar. So sure. I'm thinking about going to visit her. However, I've never flown to a country like that, and I'm kind of curious on the prices. I'd like to go to maybe end of January, so pretty soon.
Yeah, so you need to be shopping. Anytime I hear the word pretty soon in airlines, it's always a signal that you need to be shopping, because most people procrastinate. But you still have prices under $900 round trip out of Chicago. Let me check Minneapolis real quick here. Minneapolis prices, so you're probably a little bit it's a little bit cheaper to fly out of Chicago. You have airlines like Emirates, which is a great airline to fly on, and Qatar, which is also a great airline. Emirates is running about $200 cheaper at $859 right now, that time frame.
Okay. British Airways
is also an option as well.
I've always kind of looked at, you know, like when the off seasons are to fly and travel. Like I said, I've been to 11 countries. It's not my first rodeo, but, Qatar is a little out of my...
You're definitely in off season in January.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you're in good shape. And that ticket last year, I'm looking at the prices for last year around the same time, we're running about $1,150. So you're getting about a $250, $300 discount.
Oh, wow.
Do it now, Emily.
Yeah, no, buy it now. Go out and shop.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network. We're taking a look at air travel today with Rick Seney, CEO of FairCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for joining us. Lines are all filled. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. But you can email us as well at talk@WPR.org or use our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Bree emailed to say she and her family are flying, and she's got three different places they could fly from: Cedar Rapids, Milwaukee, or Madison, on to San Diego for a wedding. They're traveling from April 19th to the 23rd. They've been watching prices, and they've gone from $300 to $500. Should we keep waiting? What's a good price? Also, are there discounts for children?
Yeah, so again, out of those places, the cheapest place to fly out of is going to be Milwaukee. Did she say April, right?
April 19th to the 23rd.
Yeah, and you know, that part of that problem is, and the good news is that April 19th is a Wednesday, but I'm looking at, you know, April 19th to the 23rd, that's that Sunday, but if she came back one day later or one day earlier, the difference in price is $120.
Oh.
So it goes from $420 right now for those dates at the moment. Now, at the moment, she can fly one stop through Denver on Frontier. That's the price, that's $384. American, United, and the rest are over $480 round trip right now. But if she picked, for example, the day after that, coming back the day after that, the price drops dramatically down into the mid-300s, and the day after that, it comes down even more.
Oh, okay.
So it's that Sunday is one of the most expensive days to fly, and that's why that ticket price is higher. Now, if she has to have those particular days, I would wait a little bit. She's a little bit outside the 3-month window when they start to put in some of the cheaper inventory. So it's more likely to go down from that $480 price than it is to go up.
Sarah in Milwaukee, it's your turn. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
My 16-year-old daughter is going to be flying to Germany next summer, end of July, coming back around August 13th. I'm looking at flying out of Chicago. So a few questions I have. Does she need anything besides just a passport if she's going only for a couple weeks?
A couple different things, right? So one of the things you should do, and I have a 16-year-old daughter as well, is you need to have some sort of medical power of attorney in case something happens to her while she's over there with the people on
okay.
the other side. So you want to sort out all sort of the potential, and hopefully nothing ever happens, but you always want to be,
sure.
You want to make sure that that's handled. In those cases at age 16, I think she's probably okay. Clearly she's going to have a passport. If you're going to do that, I would also suggest that you sign up for pre-check and global entry as well.
Okay.
Global entry includes pre-check. So global entry is, I think, $100 for 5 years, and pre-check's $85 for
okay.
5 years. That will help her get through the lines quicker as well on both sides, both leaving and also coming back through immigration and customs. I have family in Austria, so I've probably been through Germany more times than you can shake a stick at.
Okay.
And so that particular flight time and price, you're going to be looking at around, historically, it would have been well over $1,000, but right now you have airlines like Delta, SAS, KLM, all flying that under $880, and I think it's going to get a little bit cheaper in the next month or so.
Okay.
Nonstop flights out of Chicago run around $1,300 or $1,400, so she will have to make a connection. So you probably won't. Has she flown before by herself?
She has not.
Yeah, so you know, you don't have to do unaccompanied minor at that age.
Okay.
But you know, you might want to do a little training session.
Yeah.
Sure. We've flown quite a bit, but the only time we've gone out of the country has just been up to Canada. So she's at least has a little bit of an idea, but it would be her first time.
Sure.
So when
the other thing I would note, too, the people picking her up at the airport, if you do it ahead of time, they can actually be given passes so they can meet her at the gate, for example.
Oh, okay.
And when you take her to the airport, you can actually get passes to go into the gate with her and make sure she gets off properly.
Oh, that's great to know. Now, when I was looking at, like, Lufthansa or something like that, they had all these different coach fares. It seems like they had four different levels of coach.
Yeah, that corresponds to how much knee room you get.
Okay.
And
okay.
So different so they have, you have sort of what they would call, what I would call the sort of poor man's business class, right? So you have a little extra knee room there with a seat that's more like domestic first class in the U.S. Then you have the next class back, gives you a little more knee, keeps a little less knee room, and as you go back, and the cheapest price in the back essentially has almost little or no knee room. So for people that are small or it's no big a deal, you can do that. And actually, you can mix and match on the way. What I like to do is have sort of more leg room, knee room on the way there because you're sleeping, and on the way back, since you're up the whole time, it's no big deal if you're not planning on sleeping.
Okay, and then what would be the latest time I should book those tickets?
Look, you said July, right? End of July, yeah. So you want to start typically about 5 months ahead of time. If you can, leave on Monday through Thursday, come back on a Monday through Thursday. That's cheaper. And historically, you would have wanted to shop about 5 months ahead of time. You're a little bit before that window. But with what's going on in pricing right now, if you see a price under $900 for that trip, I'd go ahead and lock it in.
All right, super. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. And let's turn to Becky in Rio now. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Larry. A friend and I are flying out to Portland, Oregon for a Master Gardener conference next July, and we want to arrive on Sunday, July, or travel on Sunday, July 9th, and we'll be leaving there on Friday, July 14th. And I looked a few weeks ago, and I couldn't find tickets yet. Is this too early to be looking, and what is that probably going to cost me, and when should I look?
Sure. Could you? I something with my headset went wrong on the destination. What was the destination?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. Okay, that's why. I was typing in Portland, Maine. I'm going, I'm pretty sure she's not going to Portland, Maine. And, so historically, and you have price points that range depending on what airport you're leaving out. Somewhere between mid-200s on an airline like Frontier, which is an ultra-low-cost airline. And just remember, they have all sorts of fees that you have to add on top of that, depending on how heavy you pack and what you pack and do you check bags and whatnot, all the way sort of ranging up to around $360 round trip during that time frame. So still not terrible. It's definitely under sort of the historical norm of about 400.
Okay.
All right.
And when will they be, are those tickets available? They aren't showing up on Frontier's website yet.
And you were looking at July, yeah. So typically they'll refile their flight schedules in the next month or so you'll see them show up.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. And Chris in Colgate emailed to say she's planning a trip to Slovenia this summer. Any recommendations for airlines or layover destinations they would like to break up the trip and stay over at other places, maybe? She also wonders if it would make sense to fly to Italy and then rent a car.
Well, a couple different things. There's numerous airlines that fly those particular routes. I mean, all the legacy airlines in the U.S. have partners that can get you in there. So you can pick, you know, the three legacy airlines, I mean, American, Delta, and United. I'm trying to look at a couple different price points here. Yeah, so the price point's a little bit higher than some of the other locations because there's not as much traffic going in there. Hang on one second. There we go. Yeah, so ticket price is right now about $1,100 during that time frame. That's more like we would see historically. A little tougher to get into. This is one of those ones where you would be looking at an airline like Turkish Airlines is inexpensive going in there. LOT has some flights going in there. You can also actually sort of do your trip in sort of two pieces. Air Berlin flies in there out of Frankfurt, for example. So if you want to just fly into Germany and then split your ticket purchase, you could do that. Iceland Air also has the ability to get there as well through one of their partners. So, but this ticket price is going to be about 20% to 30% above some of the other more popular destinations in Europe.
Judy in Chippewa Falls, thank you for calling. Hi, Judy. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you. Rick, I had emailed you back in November 17th, and the reply I got was my question was going to be on a podcast, and they'd send me the link, and I haven't heard anything, and I've been waiting for...
Well, I did a podcast, so maybe I'll remember it.
Well, anyway, my question was, this is the latest I've ever waited to purchase a ticket to Cancun, Mexico, on specific dates, February 13th to March 15th, and I'm wondering if I'm too late now to find any good deals, or will there still be some price dropping coming?
What airport are you flying out of?
Minneapolis.
So here, let me take a look here real quick.
No, I'm looking to fly Sun Country just because we have a voucher that'll at least cover the baggage. But if Delta or somebody came in, you know, much cheaper, we'd certainly...
Sure, you're leaving on the 15th, coming back on the...
Leaving on the 13th of February, coming back March 15th.
Got it. Wow, that's a lengthy trip there. Yeah, Sun Country's running about 470 right now. Actually, Spirit Airlines going through Fort Lauderdale is at 339. Just remember they have some extra bag fees. All the other airlines like Air Canada, American, all sort of in the mid to high 400s right now. I don't see that price changing a whole lot because you're looking at that during that time frame. It's definitely in season. It's the colder time frame. Anything into the Mexico beach destinations, that time frame typically averages just in the high 480s, low 500. So I don't see that price point changing much.
Okay, right. the older we get, the easier we like our trips to be, so we like to fly nonstop.
Yeah, so your nonstop choices are Sun Country and Delta.
Right, and when I've been looking at Sun Country for the voucher reason, all of the flights are like 471, 472, except for the one that I want, the return flight, which is later, and of course that's at 501.
Yeah.
Will so, that eventually drop?
I would say right now the likelihood of that dropping is relatively low, but I don't think it's going to go up much higher. So, you know, if you feel like you need to wait a week or two to sort of lock that in, I'm okay with that.
A week or two would be safe, you think?
Yeah, I think you're safe.
Okay, because I usually purchase, like, I've purchased in June, and I've purchased as late as September, but never this late.
Yeah, you're okay. I mean, that particular time frame in February, you have until the end of the year to sort of make that decision. Sun Country doesn't price their tickets in the same way and as dynamically as they do on Delta, United, American. So their ticket prices don't tend to jump very often.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And Mark in Madison, thanks for calling.
Hi, Rick. I want to say thanks. I was on your website this morning and signed up for some email alerts for prices. And it's a great service that you provide.
Excellent.
Looking
thank
at
you.
Flying out of Madison or possibly Milwaukee if I can save some money. Dates aren't flexible. March 26th, flying to Miami and returning on April 1st. Everything I see right now is in the $675 to $700 range.
Yeah, let's take a look here.
Would that come down?
Yeah, and you're flying. Where were you flying into?
Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, so, yeah, Miami is, woo, wow, looking at those numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're about the same in that $600 range. That is extremely high out of Milwaukee. That ticket price is, and then you were leaving us specifically on that
March 26th.
Yeah, that's why. So I can tell you that March 26th, like 2 days later on March 28th, it's 370.
Oh.
Well, and on March 29th, it's 239.
Our cruise leaves Miami that Monday.
And that's probably why that ticket price, because you're not the only one heading out on that cruise.
Okay.
And so what happens is, as those seats start to sell out, the automated systems at the airlines, what they call their inventory management system, start to close off the cheaper price points. And that's what you're seeing right there. Now, yeah, I was looking to see if you actually went the previous day. It's only a savings of $80. That price isn't likely to go up much more. I would tend to if I was sitting in your seat, I would probably wait and check on it the next 2 or 3 weeks, but don't buy it any later than the sort of the end of the first week of January.
There we go. Thank you so much for calling, Mark. Appreciate your call. Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. He's going to be with us right up till about 12:30 today, and we'll take a look at the news, and then we will be back with Rick. You stay with us. Well, maybe you're planning on a vacation and wondering when to book your trip. We've got just the answer for you today. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you along on the Ideas Network. Rick Seney with us, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. He comes by once a month to answer your travel questions, especially air travel. And if you have some questions, join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. Eric in Brookfield has a question for you, Rick, so let's go there. Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my daughter is graduating high school early, wants to travel to Europe, preferably Italy and Greece, at least get there sometime in March or April. We're wondering where would be a good place to, you know, fly into, if it's Rome from Chicago, or where, and then can she have an open-ended ticket?
Well, okay, so for the last question, the answer is no, and not unless you want to play an arm and a leg.
Nope, she does not. She's on a budget.
Yeah, so open-ended tickets would have to be essentially refundable tickets. They really don't sell those at anything less than several thousand dollars.
Okay.
So you wouldn't want to do that. Now, I was just looking Chicago to Rome, and did you say you could go in March, for example?
Yeah.
March or April, she's open.
Yeah, so March, you have sort of one stop on American. You also have British Airways, and all those airlines in the $780 round-trip range. And you also have a connection in Istanbul on Turkish Airlines for $624 round-trip right now. Out of Chicago. So
how long is that flight?
the flight's not so much bad. The connection's not great, but it's a total of about 15 hours of flying. When normally you'd have somewhere close to 11 to 12 on some of these other ones. So it's great. It's not a great connection, but essentially this is the best time to fly that there is. Right now, Tuesday's a great day to fly in the month of March. You're going to see that price point leaving and coming back on Tuesday. So if you're staying a week or two, leave on a Tuesday, come back on a Tuesday, or leave on a Wednesday. It's about $100 more if you leave on the weekends.
Okay. And then for traveling between Greece and Italy, just book a flight when you're there.
Yeah, so you have, this past summer I was I think you can actually fly a couple different low-cost airlines, or what they call ultra-low-cost airlines. I think you also can fly a couple of the sort of British Airways, I think, has a flight in there, potentially. Iberia might have a flight in there. So you have some options, but I would just buy separate tickets for that.
Right. And while we're there, or just...
No, you want to buy them ahead of time, right? So it's what it's called in the industry, sort of a side trip, but you want to buy that side trip. What you don't want to do is do a multi-stop trip or a multi-city trip. It's more expensive to do it that way, especially since you have some of these ultra-low-cost options. And it's not an extremely long flight. You're talking about under an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Fly into Rome and then go from there.
Yeah, you have other options. You can fly into Milan and a couple other cities, but Rome is running about $100 cheaper than Milan.
Okay.
All right.
That's what we needed to know.
Thanks, Eric. Thank you for calling. And here's another Eric from Dubuque, Iowa. Hi, Eric.
Hi there.
You're not from Wisconsin.
yeah, sorry, I cheated a little bit.
I'm from Dallas, so it doesn't bother me too much.
Eric meeting this morning and decided to harass you today. So
that's cool.
I am planning on traveling to Buenos Aires in March, March 2nd or 3rd, and returning within a day of the 18th or so. Normally, I would book a lot sooner, but I'd read several places that South America was a little different, and you could wait a little longer, but I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah, you get nervous.
Yeah.
What city are you flying out of?
Chicago,
sorry. Yeah. So right now, price points around March the 2nd range from, on the low end, I see sort of on March the 4th, for example, $900 round trip, and then on March the 2nd, around $1,137 round trip. How flexible are you on your dates?
I'm not very flexible. Within about a day or two, and actually the 4th would not work, so...
Yeah, and so Avianca would be an airline you need to check out. Copa Aeromexico also has a flight with their partner Delta. Check those out. If you're looking at American, for example, it's closer to $1,700.
Oh.
Right, yeah.
Now, that's on that particular day. Other days are way cheaper than that.
Okay. And in addition to that, I'll be continuing on to Ushuaia, but it seems like that's a pretty stable price, and there wasn't any price advantage to adding that on, but I thought I might ask your advice.
Yeah, no, I think you want to buy separate tickets for that. Typically, when you start to do multi-city trips to places that are smaller like that, it's easier just to buy a separate side trip and base your trip out of sort of a central hub area like Buenos Aires, for example.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, thank you for calling. And Susan in Cottage Grove asks if she should rent a car when she's buying her ticket. If not, what's the best way to get a deal? Prices are all over the place. She's going to Florida or Arizona. in February.
Yeah, so packages with air and car together, you typically don't get much of a discount there, and they are all over the place. So personally, I tend to rent them separately because I don't see package deals that save too much money, and I see all those contracts that fly by. Not a huge amount of discounting, but you have a wide range from sort of the small mom-and-pop rental agencies, especially in that location, all the way up to the national chains, and the price points vary wildly, and I'd go ahead and lock in that car separately.
Yeah, I can, flying to Florida, I think I may have mentioned this to you before, but I was on your site at Fair Compare, and you had some $5 a day rentals.
Yeah, no, we have them all the time where you can buy those at the last minute. So it's not as much that you have to do it early.
I couldn't believe it. We paid $5 a day and a nice car.
And it's great, too, if your insurance company or your credit card company has all the other collision waivers where you don't have to pay for that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mary in La Crosse, it's your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have an answer to a question that a lady from La Crosse called in. I believe it was the last time you were on, and she wanted to go from La Crosse directly to Shalimar, Florida. And you didn't have an answer to that, and I don't know if you gave it to her eventually or if she found it, but I thought, oh, my goodness, I know how.
Well, I'm all ears, too, because I don't think I remember.
Okay. Well, excuse me, Shalimar, Florida is close to Pensacola Eglin Air Force Base. And so what you do is you fly from La Crosse to Fort Walton Beach.
Okay.
And Fort Walton Beach, the runway is on Eglin Air Force Base. and basically that's a military retirement community.
Sure.
But it worked beautifully. I flew out of La Crosse. I just wanted to be gone 2 days because this was a quick trip because my brother was ill. He's retired Air Force. And I flew out on December 4th, flew from La Crosse. And actually, out of La Crosse, I could have chosen American or Delta, but my travel agent got me on American, and it was $396.
That's a good price,
and
by the way.
That included everything.
Yeah.
Except, and I just took a duffel because I was only going to be gone 2 days. So I flew from La Crosse to Chicago, and I was worried about Chicago because of the strike, but they had that covered perfectly because I do need wheelchair help.
Mm-hmm.
And from Chicago to Charlotte directly to Fort Walton Beach, which is right on the Air Force Base, about 10 minutes from Shalimar, where my brother lived. And then coming home, I came home Tuesday, December 6th, flew out of Fort Walton Beach to Dallas. And then Dallas to Chicago, and Chicago to La Crosse.
So Larry, I told you I learned something every day.
Mary, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that was a good price, as you were saying.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm looking at prices even today for that particular route. They're in the $600 range for March.
Good job, Mary. Thank you so
Excellent
much for
job.
Calling. Oh, man. Rhonda in Minocqua. Let's go to you next. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am going on a trip with four other family members to Myrtle Beach, July 7th through the 14th. We have a timeshare. And we are willing to fly out of either Milwaukee or Minneapolis. But when I look online, should I put in that I'm looking for five tickets, or do I just put in that I'm looking for two or three? Because I thought I heard at one time if you put in a higher number, the ticket price will be higher.
Okay, yeah, it's a great question. So I'll be politically correct. There's a glitch in the airlines reservation systems that require everybody on the same itinerary and the same reservation to be at the same price, even if there's some cheaper seats for a partial part of the party. So the right way to do it is to shop for one person and then shop for five. If you see a difference in price for the flight that you want, you know there are some cheaper seats. Then do two, then do three.
Okay.
And so on, and then split your ticket purchase. It's much easier today because of some new regulations that came out from the Department of Transportation several years ago that basically you have a 24-hour refund rule. So when you split your ticket, you don't have to worry about whether or not you can get your seat assignments together, because if you can and you have to cancel your ticket, you still get your money back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then still start looking about 3 months ahead of time?
Yeah, about approximately 3 months ahead of time. Right now, there should be some sales in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'd be checking, and I'd sign up for alerts because that's the best way to sort of be notified when you see those price points drop.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And Jenny in Wauwatosa, thank you for calling. Hello. Jenny, are you there? Oh, maybe we lost Jenny. Joanne in Eau Claire, let's go to you then. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I'm hoping to go to Korea sometime between March and May. Very flexible. And I just wonder if there's certain days that are typically cheaper to travel. I want to be there about a week.
You want to be about a week?
Yeah. Flying out of Minneapolis.
Out of Minneapolis, yeah. So typically your cheaper days are going to be what they call midweek pricing. That's what airlines do. They charge you a bit more on the weekends. So Monday through Thursday is your best bet there. Uh-huh. That ticket into Seoul during that time frame for about a week is running just a slightly over $1,000 round trip. Now, last year at the same time, it was about around $1,100, so you're saving about $100. You've got several airline choices there. You have the legacy airlines in the U.S., American and Delta mainly on that particular route. You also have Hanan Airline, Korean Air that flies that route in partnership. So, but essentially, that particular route, and you see this a lot with Asia, you don't see a huge variation in price. So the days don't really make that big of a difference, and there's no really big price jump right there. So you're looking at you're shooting for $1,000, and you need to buy that ticket in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you for calling. And Joe in Milwaukee, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, appreciate the call.
Good. All right, I have a situation. My sister's in the military, and she's staying in Hawaii. She's not on the Big Island. I'm sorry, that's all I really know is she's not on the Big Island. But she's moving back in June. So I have between now and June that I could go there and visit. And I've never been to Hawaii, and, so it's free room and board, but I have to get there before she moves away in June. So I'm curious as to, when's the best time to go and when's the best time to shop. So
what airport are you going to be flying out of?
Either Milwaukee or Chicago. It's a toss-up either way.
Okay, good. Chicago's going to be cheaper, typically, into Honolulu. Let me take a look at some of the pricing. I like people that have lots of flexibility.
Yeah.
Because it makes it a lot easier. But that ticket price on the low end would be somewhere in the mid to high 700s, and on the high end in the sort of low 900s round trip. And so the day you pick is important. I'm looking here. So this is one of those tickets where you're going to shoot for sort of the high 700s. Now, you said she was not on the Big Island, which is...
She's not on the Big Island.
Yeah, so you've got Maui, you've got Oahu, you got Kauai, a variety of other ones. Honolulu on Oahu is the most popular and usually the cheapest. But depending if she was on Kauai or on Maui, for example, flying out of the West Coast where you sort of split your ticket purchase, sometimes you can find that cheaper, especially because you end up having to take a flight out of Honolulu to one of the little smaller islands.
Oh, okay. So now is this something I could find on the website? And that's another question. Is it FAIR compare or is it FARE compare?
It's FARE, right? Oh. I actually tried to buy the domain FAIR. The guy won't sell it to me that lives in Germany. So.
Wonderful.
He's getting some nice misspellings.
Right. So, but as far as what month is better,
At the different, you have a couple different options in the $700 range. March and mid-March is good. You also have sort of mid-April as well, sort of through the 11th through about the 20th or so. That's another option. You also have sort of mid-May from the 9th to the 17th also is in the high 700s right now. So typically it's around mid-month of those 3 months. It gets a little more expensive once you hit the end of May.
Right. Do I want to try to avoid spring break
You don't see a lot of spring breakers because it's an expensive trip actually going into Hawaii, so I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yep. Sure. Thanks for calling. And Rick in Cary, Illinois, your turn. Hi, Rick.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm interested in trips for four adults to northern Italy for suggestions from Chicago, Florence, Secotero, and Rome. We'd like to do and suggestions on travel package, auto drive.
Sure. What time of year are you leaving?
May.
Sorry, sometimes my headset doesn't tell me exactly. Okay, good. And I'm looking at prices. Wow. Some great prices into Milan, for example. You said northern Italy. I assume right. That's sort of, if you're going into Tuscany, that's about halfway between Milan and Rome. So you're right. Going to end up, I just did this trip earlier this summer. I took a train from Rome, based out of Rome. But out of Chicago, Milan is running just under $700 round trip. And so also, let me check Rome and see if it's any. Yeah, so Rome's a little more expensive. It's a little bit more expensive by about $100. So I definitely look for Milan. I'm pretty sure that's connecting through New York. Yeah, it's connecting through
New
York.
And then travel by train around there versus car, I've heard.
I always do it by train, and it's been great. I went I went through Rome and then through Tuscany and Cinque Terre through there. So we did it all by train. It was awesome. Didn't have to do much by car. I've done car trips before. I sort of like it when there's a conductor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. And Robert in Sonora, Mexico. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm near a city called Ciudad Obregón. I would like a friend to fly from central Wisconsin to Ciudad Obregón to see me sometime in January or February or even March. All I can find are flights to Ciudad Obregón from that connect through Mexico City, which is an onerous trip. It's 12, 14 hours. Are there any direct flights to Ciudad Obregón, State of Sonora?
Yeah, and you have to look through. I'm looking through our flight schedules to see exactly if. And it looks like only Mexico City connections at this point.
What a shame.
So let me see. Yeah. I mean, there's a few flights into Hermosillo, but not into Obregón. So that's not, they're not too close together.
Yeah.
I grew up in El Paso, so I'm familiar with those cities a little bit.
Yeah. They're both about 8 hours away from me.
Ciudad
is only hour and a half away.
Yeah, so, and it looks like everything connects through there. I tell you what I'll do. I'll take a quick note, and if I see something different, just send us a note at customer.service@faircompare.com, and I'll take a quick check. I have another database of flight schedules that would take too long to do on air here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Customer.service@faircompare.com.
Yeah.
Customer.service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and send a note. We'll make sure at least all your options are on the table there.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Someone's planning a trip to Cuba, Beth, and with a small group. I'm wondering if you could talk about process of obtaining a tourist card. You need proof of medical insurance and itinerary.
Yeah, there's a couple different things you have to do. They have medical insurance. You can get that with the airlines are helping do that, the ones that are flying into Cuba. You also have to document your trip. Good way to document it's on Facebook or one of the other social media platforms. There's sort of a wink and a nod right now about, you know, having all that documentation. I don't know what's going to happen next year, to be honest, given the new president that's coming in. So we'll have to see how that goes. But I would go ahead and lock in and do that trip. But pretty simple. The airlines are facilitating that, getting your tourist card. I will note, depending on if you're going to one of the resort areas, and there's a lot of Europeans that still go into there, but the internet service, monetary stuff, all your ATM cards, your credit cards are difficult. So, just be aware that it's sort of back to the future when it comes to going there, at least for the next 2 or 3 years.
And Maureen emailed to ask how she can access multiple flights on Fair Compare. She's going from Chicago to Frankfurt and then back from Berlin.
Yeah, on our website, we don't have a multi-city option, but we have several partners, including Kayak, Expedia, that all do that as well. So you can check those out because they do a pretty good job on that.
All right, wonderful. And I think we are about out of time.
Wow, that was a lengthy one today.
Yeah, that was really a lot of fun. And again, faircompare.com, and it's FARE. I should have mentioned that earlier for people, because I think people want to put in FAIR, but it's FARE, faircompare.com. Rick, thank you so much for taking time to be with
us. Sure. Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
You as well. Rick will be back, by the way, on January 26th. So we'll do this all over again with him. It's always a lot of fun. And it's fun for me to hear where everybody's going. I'm amazed at the trips that people sometimes are able to come up with, and often wish I was going along with them. Anyway, Rick will be back on January 26th. Just taking a look ahead to tomorrow, oh my goodness, Friday, that means it's Garden Talk time, and national plant expert Tova Martin back with us to talk about houseplants, so I hope you can join us for that. In the meantime, please do stay with us, because there's lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.